Hi and welcome to the Spirals of Life podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Yara, and I'm a spiritual feminist, a space holder for the dark and the taboo, leading a quiet revolution to erode patriarchy from the inside out. On this podcast, I share musings, reflections, and conversations on anything I believe will support you walk the spirals of your life with more ease, confidence, and trust in yourself, staying curious about this big journey called life. I'm aware that everything I say comes through the lens of a white, cisgendered, able-bodied, and privileged woman, and I still hope that it will spark a remembrance in you, remembering the power and wisdom already stored in your bones. Hi, everyone. Today, I am a little afraid to say what I say because I know that this, what I'm about to say, will be polarizing. And I'm on my day 21, which is my inner autumn, and I can feel my truth wanting to bubble up. And my truth isn't always the nice kind of girl voice or opinion. And that's why today what I want to say, it's my truth, and it's potentially going to make you mad at me. And I don't want people to be mad at me, but I prefer to say what's on my mind, which is on the topic of empowerment. Because I see so many people out there claiming, I empower women to XYZ. I empower people to, I empower. And I'm sick of it. Please stop saying that you empower anyone because you don't. You can't. We can't empower another person. I myself included. I can't empower anyone. Yes, I sometimes get feedback where people say what you say is so empowering. Might very well be. But I do not come from this place of I empower anyone. Because the power is already in you. And I can't give it to you. And I understand that this wording, the way to say it, comes from a genuine wish to help for most of the people. I truly, truly believe that even if you use that, it comes from this deep wish to do good in the world. And I myself, I have in the past said that and thought that I do empower people or I empower women to reclaim whatever. But when I worked for a feminist women's rights organization, I understood what empowerment truly means because there was a colleague who explained it in a very visual way that stuck with me and that I found really enlightening. And that is, imagine you've got a wall, like a brick wall, and there is something really cool to look at on the other side. And you've got a person who wants to look at this really cool thing on the other side. And there is a chair, because that person is small, but with that chair, the person could look over the wall. And yes, I could go and take that chair, put it before the person so the person can step on it and look over the wall. But what true empowerment means is that person understands that they are worthy enough, powerful enough, strong enough to take that chair themselves, set it down in front of the wall, step on it, and look over it. So it has only to do with that person that empowers themselves. And for me, that has been the turning point of when I started to reflect on empowerment and how I use that word in my own in my marketing and in when I speak with friends. And I actually don't use that word anymore, although I do believe that my work is still in the spirit of women's empowerment. What I have come to think about empowerment is that it has a very colonialist mindset. It comes from a colonialist mindset, from a patriarchal mindset, because very often, even in like developmental cooperation, like on the world level, the organizations that want to help, it may be a very noble cause, but it still comes from this hierarchical thinking of, oh, you poor thing, you need my help, so I go and empower you. And I have had heard people say in these organizations even that claim empowerment, say, why do you waste your time teaching African women how to use a computer? They don't understand. And please, that has to stop. This hierarchical thinking of somebody being better or less than another person. That's plain wrong. Humans are humans, and we all have, like, we are all the same. We intrinsically have this power and wisdom inside of us. And I get sick when I hear people say things like that. Also, again, like, it feels so noble to, oh, I empower other people, so they are powerful too, so they become powerful too. But reflect on this. Do you already believe they are powerful? Because if you do, there is no need to empower them, because they are already powerful. The thing we can do is to teach them or show them tools or practices or strategies they can use to feel more powerful themselves. But again, this feeling of being powerful comes from within them. So I really encourage you to inquire for yourself where this motivation to say I empower people comes from. Does it come from you really believing they are already a powerful being? Or does it maybe also have to do with you feeling good about doing good things, quote unquote, because empowerment is generally thought of as a good thing? And also, we might like try to give them tools and strategies, or they come to us to ask for tools and strategies. But maybe these, what we teach, they don't work for that person, or they don't work in their context or in that situation of life they are in. And so we always have to be humble enough to step back and say, okay, with what I've shared with you, what resonates, what feels like something you could implement in your own life, because that will make you feel like the powerful being that you already are. And it might sound that I'm very pedantic or petty making this distinction between empowering someone or working in the field of empowerment, where you kind of give, like, offer something that you have, some kind of wisdom. And I also want to say, that just comes into my mind, that I believe it's not so much about we or us giving a tool or a strategy or a mindset shift. It's more about us saying something that sparks a remembrance in the other, because they already have that wisdom in them. So it's not like our thing brings the big enlightenment in them, but it's rather, for example, what I say sparks a remembrance in you, and you go, oh yes, oh yeah, I know that, I knew that all along, it's inside. And that brings this level, the same level into it. It's not a hierarchical order. It's not somebody higher than the other, somebody having more wisdom, more experience, being an expert. But it's treating the other as being the expert on themselves already, and just sparking some ideas or remembrances in them. And yeah, I may seem very pedantic and petty for making this very clear distinction that we can kind of work in an environment of empowerment, but we don't empower the other. But I want to remind you that words create our world. Words create our reality. The words we use with the meanings they have for us, because the same word can have a slightly different meaning for another person. Like, my freedom doesn't look like the freedom you envision when you think of freedom. And so, our words, the words we use, create the reality we live in. Spelling comes from spell. I love that that phrase, which unfortunately doesn't work in my native language. In German, it does not work out that way. But with our words, we create spells. And we can be mindful about what we say and how that translates, or like how that is informed by our belief system. And so I really just want to encourage you to think about what's your motivation behind saying you empower someone. Or I ask anybody who uses that word, what's their motivation behind empowering someone? Because in my opinion, you can't. And again, this is not to shame anybody. I myself have used those words in that sense. And I went into myself and I inquired where that actually comes from. And I found that I prefer that that visual of the person taking the chair themselves and finding themselves powerful enough to look over that wall. That's the kind of empowerment I speak of when I really speak of empowerment sometimes. And I believe that it all starts already with the definition of the word empowerment, which is very misleading in my opinion, because I looked it up. I am a word geek. I love etymology and all of that. And the definition of empowerment is to give someone more control over their life or more power to do something. And you know what? You can't control life. We humans can't control anything. We don't even know if we still exist tomorrow or if something has happened to us. And as much as our brains love stability and control, it kind of is an illusion. And so saying that we could give somebody more control is also an illusion. They can develop a sense of control in themselves when they realize, oh, I am a powerful being. I have abilities and strengths to navigate a situation in life. That's where the control comes from. When we believe we are powerful enough to deal with whatever is present. And so it's not possible to give somebody power. It's always just this recognition in them that the power was there all along. And so for me, the antidote is to be aware of the power of choice that we have every day. Because we do, even when we feel like we are helpless in a situation or powerless in a situation, there are things we can control. And if it is just the way we think about a situation, and actually, that's not even just, because the way we think about things is a very powerful tool. But we always have some kind of choice, and looking for in all these things that might already be fixed and that you can't change, looking for within that what is possible for you. And also, we need to recognize these structures that are at hand, the systems we live in that promote powerlessness that promote keeping us in a disempowered state, being constantly occupied with little details about our lives that don't matter in the big circumstance. But that way, we don't start questioning the systems we live in. And again, this is not to shame anybody. I'm falling prey to that all the time. Like, I also get obsessed with my weight or what my body looks like, the food that I eat. I start scrolling mindlessly because I just want to forget how disempowered I feel. And that's the very thing. If we recognize that this is just like manufactured because it keeps us in this state of disempowerment, then we have some leeway. Then we can start looking for, okay, and where do I actually have more power than I thought possible? And it's also about a kind of learned helplessness. Because when there was this beautiful example I read in a book, is when a little elephant is chained up to a rod, and the rod is so sturdy the little elephant can't do anything, can't move away from it. And the elephant grows, but it still remembers, oh, I can't do anything against the chain. So the rod and the chain aren't even, like, the rod isn't even necessary. It wouldn't even be able to hold that elephant. But the elephant has remembered, oh, when the rod is there and my chains are on, I am helpless. I can't do anything, even though it is so much stronger when it's grown. And we are sometimes similar. Like, the systems are set up in a way, yeah, don't worry. Don't worry, we've got you. And I listened to a podcast recently on the birth experience and how so many women have a traumatic birth experience because they feel like helpless in the situation, because all the nurses and the doctors, everyone says, yeah, don't worry, we'll give you something to sedate you, we'll give you something, we will take care of you, we will put you into we will do the C-section, so you don't have to worry, you just can be happy with the child. And this is not how people birth. This is not how women birth. It's a messy process with a lot of grunting and shouting and crying, like an animal does. We are animals after all. And so we've kind of learned to give in to that helplessness and that somebody else will take care of that. And that can sometimes lead to us feeling disempowered and waiting for somebody to finally come and empower us. And so we stay in this state where we don't feel powerful. And then somebody else comes along, the knight in shiny armor, who rescues us from this disempowered state. And then we've got this hierarchical, patriarchal structure again that I talked about earlier, just now from the other perspective. And so this world of empowerment, I just want to say, is a very fine line to navigate. And I really encourage you to question your motivation behind wanting to empower someone. Again, I do believe that most people do that from a genuine wish to make this world a better place. Because, hey, empowerment, that feels so good and like exactly what we need in our society. And yet, it still shows this kind of, it can mean this kind of hierarchical thinking that I have fallen prey to before. That's why I don't use the words anymore. That there is some kind of one has the power to give somebody else power. And I don't subscribe to that. I believe we are all enormously powerful beings with more power than we think possible. We are afraid of it. We are afraid of feeling so powerful because we've learned from what we see all around that people in power in the society use it very often to abuse. And so, of course, we don't want to be like them, and we restrict ourselves from like exercising our own power. But this is the power that comes from within. When you are in your seat of power, you have a magnetic radiance to you that is attracting people, that is making them, or like that is helping them feel passionate about what they are passionate about too. It's inspiring when somebody is in their power, but in this center place of power, not in a power over, but my power comes from within, and this is who I am, and who I am is beautiful, and that's it. And I hope this little rant has still been of value to you. Let me know your thoughts. I would be very curious where you agree or disagree or what your thoughts on it are. Even though I definitely feel a little uncomfortable asking for that feedback, but I still want to know because I know I'm powerful enough to deal with whatever people's reactions. And this is it for today, and speak to you next time. Thanks for listening. If what I shared was helpful, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, or share it with a friend who really needs to hear this today. And if there's any topic you'd like me to explore in the future, feel free to get in touch. Did you know that I write weekly personal letters to help you journey your cycle with greater awareness? The death and rebirth process women go through every month prepares us for the more challenging transitions in life. And if you want to be supported, subscribe to my soul mail. Speak soon.